life was not a valuable gift, but death was. Life was a fever dream made up of joys embittered by sorrows, pleasure poisoned by pain. A dream that was a nightmare, confusion of spasmodic and fleeting delights, ecstasies, exaltations, happinesses, interspersed with long-drawn miseries, griefs, perils, horrors, disappointments, defeats, humiliations, and despairs. The heaviest curse devised by a divine ingenuity. But death was sweet. Death was gentle. Death was kind. Death healed the bruised spirit and the broken heart, and gave them rest and forgetfulness. Death was man's best friend. When man could endure life no longer, death came and set him free. Father, I pray today for the families and friends who are grieving. They're hurting for many reasons, and I ask you to help them through this season of loss. I reach out to you, the Father of compassion and the source of every comfort, asking you to touch them with your unfailing love and kindness. Be their God who comforts them as they're going through their struggles, and bring them through the tough things ahead. Come alongside them in their pain and strengthen them so they'll one day be able to help others who face the same struggles. Jim Morrison had a prayer also. Sam, let's go ahead and play Jim Morrison's prayer.
Do you know the warm progress under the stars? Do you know we exist? Have you forgotten the keys to the kingdom? Have you been born yet, and are you alive? Let's reinvent the gods, all the myths of the ages. Celebrate symbols from deep elder forests. Have you forgotten the lessons of the ancient war? We need great golden copulations. Fathers are cackling in trees of the forest. Our mother is dead in the sea. You know we are being led to slaughters by placid admirals, and that fat, slow generals are getting obscene on young blood. You know we are ruled by TV. The moon is a dry blood beast. Guerrilla bands are rolling numbers in the next block of green vine, amassing for warfare on innocent herdsmen who are just dying. Oh, great creator of being, grant us one more hour to perform our art and perfect our lives. The moths and atheists are doubly divine and dying. We live, we die, and death not ends it. Journey we more into the nightmare, cling to life, our passion flower, cling to cunts and cocks of despair. We got our final vision by clap, Columbus's groin got filled with green death. I touched her thigh and death smiled. We have assembled inside this ancient and insane theater to propagate our lust for life and flee the swarming wisdom of the streets. The barns are stormed, the windows kept, and only one of all the rest to dance and save us with the divine mockery of words, music, and flames temperament. true king's murderers are allowed to roam free. A thousand magicians arise in the land. Where are the feasts we were promised? Where is the wine, the new wine, dying on the vine?
Welcome back. This is Captain Fred in the Fifth Dimension. Today is October the 7th of 2017. Today we're going to discuss with our friend William in Montana and our friend Captain Chris about the, instead of looking through the rearview mirror of what's happened, we're going to look through the windshield today and see where we're going. Chris, are you on the line there with us?
Yeah, brother, I'm here.
Captain Chris? There you go. Today I spoke to you the other day, and I wanted to talk about where we had came from before last October that we spoke. We were looking at this new election, and we had a lot of things that you and I were talking about that may be important right now. But I think I want to maybe bring up something just a little bit off of that. And I know that you won't be at a loss for words for it. But before we do that, I'd like to bring on board William in Montana. William, are you still there?
Yes, Captain. Here I am.
We had talked about the direction that this media, this television, is taking us. If we want to try to understand where our media is moving us, first we have to discuss what's being created. And I think that what I'd like to understand is what we're doing with this. What they're creating is a sense of hyper patriotism. Isn't this similar to the atmosphere that was created after 9/11 or after Pearl Harbor? Chris, what do you think?
I watch too much television, when I say this is I think that what you're saying in that sense is the small D Democrat Party and the media are trying to gain some component of fundamental American sensibilities. I think that that's what it's really about, because I think that the last election and even the statistics on Trump's favorability rating shows that they're just missing the boat if they don't get somewhere middle ground. And they can't do it by abandoning any of their, victim identity politics stuff. So what they're trying to do is come, I think, center on, if they can, on issues that you're picking up to say, well, we're going to be patriotic about something.
Well, I think we're being conditioned to have a hyper patriotism. I think we're being conditioned to be in a position where we'll support whoever, and when they do unleash the dogs of war on the world. I think that this is a lot more clandestine than this. William, I know that you've been talking to me a little bit about this too. And how do you feel about this? Are we being conditioned for a new Iraq?
I think that what we're being conditioned to do is to give up reason and to respond to this on a gut emotional level and basically just relate to this avalanche, this barrage of all these facts that can't be verified. And so we just get pushed down the emotional trail, and then they have a program already ready for us. And they will say, Forget about the details. Forget about what you really believe. Forget about trying to figure out what really happened and who did it. And just basically go with us that says guns are bad. People should voluntarily give up their guns. You know, and if they don't, we're going to take them by a whole slew of legal maneuvers. And those things are already in place even before this happened.
Well, you know, William, to me, we've seen this happen several times. We've seen, like with Barack Obama, he sold more guns than anybody in history. And I think that's what's going to come of it. I don't think they're going to take any guns from anybody. I think they're just conditioning us to have this fervor and to continually be at each other's throats over one of these ridiculous issues. They're not going to take our guns away from us. If they were, they would have done it with Barack Obama. Chris, you and I discussed about the other alternative. You know, they're going to try to push an agenda down our throats, and they're going to use the gun ban as probably one of the tools of it. But I think that what we need to do is start considering if the powers that be are going to run up the flags of the Second Amendment and amendment to the Second Amendment, then maybe we ought to discuss what you and I had discussed earlier last year or later last year was the Convention of States. We need some new amendments other than the gun amendment. I'm perfectly willing to discuss the Second Amendment, but I think we need to discuss the 16th. I think we need to discuss the balanced budget amendment. And like you said before, we need to drain the swamp, and the swamp is the money. And I think that this media is driving a sense of hyper-patriotism. It's driving a sense of idiocracy to our country. Don't you think so, Chris?
Captain Fred, I'm going to have to go to a prior point and say that I don't see this as philosophical. I see this as like situational politics. You could have a glass of water as the topic, and the liberal press, and I got to get back to what that means, and the small D Democratic Party will find a way to politicize that. And what they're trying to do, and you can see this with everything that happens, every event, it's an attempt to emotionally energize their base. In other words, this isn't about principles when you look to them. You know, reason is the enemy, in my opinion, of faux liberalism. You know, liberalism, you know, from the Age of Enlightenment is supposed to have us sit down and discuss things. That's what liberalism was originally about. We were supposed to have free speech. We were supposed to debate concepts. We were supposed to advance philosophies and move forward as a society. If you watch the news and you see what you see, it's got nothing to do with debate. It has nothing to do with reason. All it is an attempt to emotionally energize a fractured base. And I think to the extent that we even listen to this nonsense, we get sucked into this. I think that you're right about a constitutional convention or a convention of states. It's time to take the national agenda back from a group of people who are funded by folks, you know, embedded in this faux liberalism, and get back to the basic principles. We can see from the past election that it doesn't make a damn bit of difference who you elect from these two parties. They go to Washington and play the same damn games. And they're doing it, in my opinion, for the most part, not all of them, but I'd say 75% of them, 80% of them are in it for the greenbacks. And the idea here is until you drain that swamp, until you change the national agenda and get away from it, you know, climate change is an emotional thing. The guns is an emotional thing. There's a situation out in Virginia, you know, and the president, it's an emotional thing. Players kneel down. It's all emotion. It's got nothing to do. You can't tell me, you know, you can't give me five coherent, connected sentences to tell me why players are kneeling for the national anthem. You can't give me five connected, rational sentences to tell me what anybody means by colluding with the Russians. It's all of this knee-jerk emotional nonsense that's supposed to take you off topic.
You're absolutely right.
I've talked to some of my most intelligent, and if it isn't a oxymoron, intelligent liberal friends, and they agree in principle. They would agree in principle to a constitutional convention that talks about a use tax or a flat tax. But by flat tax, I mean a use tax. A balanced budget amendment. Term limits. And a sense of no emoluments. In other words, Congress can't do for them what we can't do for us. In other words, they're not a privileged class. Why do they have a non-bankrupt retirement system? And what I mean to say in all of this stuff is we should get on the other side of this of these hot-button trigger issues that are only there to energize people to say, oh, that's horrible. That's as opposed to, what are we talking about? How does this relate to advancing the national agenda? Who cares what Trump tweets?
Right. I like the way you said that. That makes a lot of sense. William, what do you think about what Chris said?
Well, you know, the good Lord has seen in his grace to keep me away from TV for about 18 years. So I have the advantage that I don't listen to any of this crap at all. Although, you know, I do stay glued to my computer screen when I want to find out something. But, you know, when you look at what actually happened, you know, they may be making all this noise about how they're getting their troops up to come after our guns. But if you actually look at the facts, I mean, I was watching the stock market and, you know, gun makers and gun retailers saw a huge increase on Monday in their stocks. And I talked to a local gun store here. And he said he did more background checks for sale of guns on Monday and Tuesday than he's done in the last month. And he said, you know, the worst thing that happened to his business was when Trump got elected. He said he saw like a 40% decrease in his sales. You know, everybody thought, oh, you know, they're not coming for our guns. I'm not going to buy any more ammo. And he said when this thing happens, it brings people... You know, and I'm not talking about the people who have the videos and who have the attention of the TV watchers. I'm talking about all those people, you know, not on the West Coast or the East Coast, but in between, who are out buying ammo. So, you know, they may say that they're going to take away our guns, and I think they even believe their own beliefs. But there's a lot more that they're up against. And I think they were trying to tell us. They're already telling us that this is inevitable, but I don't see any evidence of that at all.
Nothing is as it appears with the media. I mean, what you see on television is a diversion more than anything else. And I think that getting back to Chris, there's some things that we can do. If this media wants to push this gun control and the Second Amendment point, I think we need to catch that wave and surf it a little bit. I think we can add a few amendments to the Constitution. If they want to have a changing of the Constitution, why don't we just do it between the states and not let the existing government, who obviously isn't going to get anything done, let's start discussing some things to bring this government under control. Or it may be a lot like the previous Soviet Union. When we come to this constitutional convention, the convention of states, you know, California may not be in the future America, or neither Texas or Arkansas. We may come out of it with a totally different thing. But there's one thing for sure: we don't have much hope as it exists right now. I think that we need to pay attention to what's not being said on the TV. Chris, you started talking about some of the changes. The balanced budget amendment, I think, has to be number one with the changes.
Well, you know, as I've mentioned before previously, there are two things that go hand in hand, and this is how it works. if you take a look at how the two political parties operate, they have a modality that involves giving money to their friends and having that cycle in a circle to fund their campaign. Let me explain what I mean by that. And I'm going to start with the Republicans because I really don't think it makes a damn bit of difference.
Yeah, you don't have much time. You don't have much time right now, Chris. We got a break coming up here real quick, so you might want to get started on that in just a second. Let's go ahead and take our break right now, and we come back to you when we come back out of this. This is Captain Fred, Fifth Dimension, and Public Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
We're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Chris, go ahead. I'm sorry, I interrupted when you were talking about the Republicans first. I guess go ahead and if you can start again on that.
Well, to get us back up to speed for people who may have just tuned in, we're talking about what we ought to plan for a convention of states to get done to drain the swamp and change the national behavior. To the extent that we can. I'm not saying that, you know, that it's easy, and it may not even be possible, but it's certainly worth the attempt. It's such a beautiful country. You know, a use tax or a flat tax, and I call it a use tax, and I use those terms interchangeably, but I'm really talking about kind of like a national sales tax in place of all income taxes, and a balanced budget amendment are really two sides of the same coin. The two things that I'm talking about here, a use tax and a balanced budget amendment, do the same thing. What they do is they deprive the legislature of the ability to use our money to pay off their constituents who in turn fund their campaigns. Let me explain how they do this through the lack of a balanced budget and through the use of the IRC, the Internal Revenue Code. These two things are used to take money that belongs to the public, to give that money to constituents who cycle that money back into political campaigns of people who are involved in the process. Doesn't matter whether you're Republicans or Democrats. And let's talk about the Republicans first. So you don't think that I'm picking on the Democrats or that it's going to be funny. I hated Hillary Clinton so much, I'm a registered Democrat now, because I wanted to vote for anybody but Hillary. But I digress. So what happens is, what Republicans do is they use the tax code. Now, you know, if you had a copy of the tax code and the pages were on like 8.5 by 11 paper, you'd have to be Arnold Schwarzenegger to be able to pick the thing up. I mean, it's just, it's monstrous. It's massive. And it's written in languages that accountants debate. But it's more sinister than that. It's written in a language that unless you know what's going on, you can't see what's happening, because the language that they use in the tax code is directed at specific businesses or specific industries that are going to pay off through political contributions the people who are gerrymandering the Internal Revenue Code. Now, if I'm in Ohio and I want to get, let's say, some tire company, pick a tire company, a tax break, what I do is I put in a tax code that there's a tax break for somebody who is in the automotive wheel industry on the Cuyahoga River in X and such county. There's only one business or one company that's at that location. Nobody figures that out. Nobody sees that, and nobody cares. So what happens is that business or those people or whoever they're given favors to get a tax break. Now, what happens with that tax money? Well, they've got spare money. In other words, two things wrong with this. First, the other tire company is at a disadvantage because they have to pay their taxes, but this company doesn't. So what it does is it gives a hard time to other businesses who aren't in the loop to pay these people off. That's A. Secondly, the money that would have been collected belongs to us. It doesn't belong to the tire company. If you believe that taxation is the price of an ordered society, and there's some debate about how much and what percentage, but if you agree that taxation at some level is okay, the money that the public, that the country, that the citizens would have acquired is given up so that this one company can get a bigger piece of the pie, and they turn around and pay somebody off. That's how the Republicans do it. You don't even see it. You don't even notice it. That's how they do it. Now, the Democrats do it in a different way. What they do is they spend money that's not in the budget. The money that we don't have, that isn't covered in the budget, it's deficit spending. And what they do is they'll give a bunch of money to some program I think Obama, the fun part was when he was giving money to government grants to people in the solar industry. I don't know if you remember that. There was a solar company somewhere like in Kansas or something.
Yeah, I think it was Solera. Was it Solera, maybe?
Well, I don't want to be saying anything that may be actionable, in terms of defamation, but let's just say a Democratic president was giving money to an industry like solar energy. We're just giving it to them in government grants. We don't have that money. We're broke. But that money goes into that company, or it goes to the person, that has that company, and the next thing you know, that money is somehow winding its way back into Democrats who are running for office.
Chris, we've got a one-hour show coming up here. We've got some more points to make. We're going to take you back up on that in just a couple more minutes. This is Republic Broadcasting. We're going to take a break for a few minutes.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being.
Draining the swamp may not be quite as easy as most people think that Donald Trump was talking about. Chris, you and I both feel like the balanced budget amendment and the flat tax could be a solution to draining the swamp. The problem that I have is, number one, that we've only got a one-hour show, so it doesn't allow us to dive really deeply into each one of these topics, but our government is not going to allow us to take away the money. So our only best option, I think, is the Convention of States. And I'd like to bring William to weigh in on that, because William's a little bit skeptical of actually having, I believe, a Convention of States. William, are you still there?
Sure. Yeah, before this decrepit system of Democrats and Republicans descended upon us, there was another great debate, and that was back in 1787 when, had their first constitutional convention, and they brought forth 55 delegates, signed it, and then they had the hard sell of trying to go to these other 13 and say, will you ratify this? And there were no Democrats or Republicans back then. There were the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. The Federalists wanted the Constitution ratified. They were run by Alexander Hamilton and James Madison. But my hero was a member of what was called the Anti-Federalists, and they didn't want the Constitution. They opposed it. And Patrick Henry was the one who I follow, and he basically said, you know, the problem with this idea that a constitution or various amendments and this and that, was this going to protect and ensure liberty, or was it going to only be one step towards more of a centralized and consolidated government that would take away the sovereignty of the states or of the colonies? And he said that he had many incredible speeches that he gave in opposition to this whole idea of using a document to ensure our liberty, you know. And I would say that, you know, the problem with the Constitution is not that it's broken, but that it's not followed, you know, and it's not followed because there's a bunch of bums that we continue to reelect. And we allow this to be desecrated. And I would say that, you know, one of the disadvantages of having a new constitutional convention is, where are you going to find enough people that even know what in the hell they're talking about?
Chris, what do you think? Wait a second, William. Let's talk about what you just said. Chris, do you think that we can find enough of people that are not driving the agenda, that aren't fearful of what they've been told on television, to actually have a constructive convention of states?
Well, I'm hopeful. I can't swear to that, you know, that it would happen. But the what I find is a saving grace. Let me address something that you just said. I agree that, you know, for the ratification of the original Constitution, you know, and the adoption of the Bill of Rights as a prerequisite for a lot of people signing it, that we wouldn't have had a federal Constitution without the Bill of Rights, because it didn't get ratified until the Bill of Rights showed up. But if I recall correctly, but
yes,
we're just in a different context now. Back then, the idea was like, you know, your county government in Virginia was like responsive, and that's where you got stuff done. We're in a far more sophisticated kind of landscape today, and in a different topography than we were then. There are too many things that are not only interstate, but they're also international, that affect our lives on a moment-to-moment basis. So I like the purity of it all. But the problem that I have, and I think that why I think that a constitutional amendment is necessary first, is because people are going to Washington to make money as representatives. They're not going there to see anything principled occur.
Right.
We have got to change that. We've got to change that. If the question is are people aware enough to do that? I'm here to tell you, I think that folks are waking up, and here's what they're waking up to. There is no difference. There is no difference from when you look at a party hack, it doesn't make a damn bit of difference whether that party hack is Democrat or Republican. You know, Donald Trump gets elected saying, I'm going to build a wall, I'm going to revise the tax code, I'm going to get rid of Obamacare, and every time he goes to do that, it's not that Democrats, of course the Democrats aren't helping him at all. They're out there ginning up stories about, you know, that he's colluding. He has colluded with the Russians. I don't even know what the Russians did that someone could collude with. You know what I mean? It's the collusion illusion. You know, but we'll move on. But the point is that the Democrats aren't doing anything, but it's the Republicans who are up there sitting down in the middle of the path that their own party carved out. It wasn't the Democrats who said repeal Obamacare or build a wall. That's how Trump got elected. People now realize that the principles that Donald Trump may be a jerk, but the thing that he talked about, the things that he talked about, are shared by a tremendous amount of people, including Hispanics, African Americans, women. They agree with those principles. They don't fall into that kind of victim fractured kind of nonsense. And
well,
our
government's dysfunctional. Our whole That's government right. is dysfunctional right
and
now.
And we know it. And we know it.
Yeah, but Chris, the argument that who can we trust to go there and do that is a valid argument. But I don't think we can lose anything. We know that what is going on now is dysfunctional. William, how could we ensure that a convention of states would not doom us anymore?
Well, I don't know. I'm very hesitant to say that it would help us because. You know, California state legislature right now has three bills pending, and I think one is actually about ready to be passed that is actually calling for a constitutional convention, and they are demanding that California, if this passes, that they demand a constitutional convention in order to push for pulling out of the union. It's called Cal Exit.
William, let me stop you there.
There are other people that are saying we need amendments to protect the right for a transgender. What's going to happen to the discussion?
There's already 26 states that are signed on to the balanced budget amendment. There's 26 states that are asking for that. I'm sorry, I had to interrupt you on that.
But the thing about California and the thing about Cal Exit, the thing about New York and the thing about Illinois, you have a tremendous amount of people there, but that's not what counts in this game. What counts in this game are states. So you have a state like Montana. Montana is just as important as California. And that was done to protect a tyranny of urban populations over the rest of the country to milk them for whatever they got to support the fiscal nonsense, just exactly what's going on. And de Tocqueville talked about that. You know, it's legend that, you know, what was going to happen to American democracy when people realized that a majority could award themselves the national treasure. That's California. That's Illinois. That's New York. And you look at those states, and California, I'm not sure, because they've got a tremendous amount of assets and resources, but New York and Illinois broke. I mean, I don't even mean broke. I mean, like, Illinois is like, you know, like, is a deadbeat.
You're right, Chris. I think that if we take that to the next step, if we do somehow get a convention of states, you know, the country, when it went into the Convention of States, may not come out of it looking the same. You know, the Soviet Union actually kind of collapsed under its own weight, similar to what's happening to us. And as it's emerged, I think a lot of it's better than it was. The communication is better than it was. And I think that if we are afraid, if we are letting the fearful drive this, we may not ever go to a convention of states, and we'll be ringed by this tyranny forever. William, how can we get past the fearfulness of this convention of states? I know you're not a fan of it, but you're the best source for information.
It's not like I'm not a fan of what you wish to accomplish. You know, a balanced budget. You know, getting rid of the Fed, you know, I mean, all these things are on the top of my list. And the thing that I feel is that, is that going to make a big difference? Let's say we get everything we want passed and added to the new Constitution. You know, what weight is that going to have in the madness that we see all around us now? I mean, most of the people have never read the Constitution. Most of the people, you know, wouldn't even read the new Constitution. And you can say, well, then it would have kind of a force of law. But you have to get all these new improved laws, you know, through the judiciary. And, you know, what, you know, have you looked at the judiciary lately?
Well,
who runs
that's
it?
That's what we're talking about bypassing sure. with the Constitutional sure. Convention. Sure. You know, our country may emerge from a convention of states looking a lot different than it went into it. And you're right, there's going to be changes. Chris, how could this thing backfire on us?
There's a number of ways to backfire, but Lee, what I'd say is this, is that what's your alternative? You know, the thing is, we see that an election result that was the product of some really deeply held anti-Washington sentiment. Bernie Sanders would have run Hillary Clinton off the kill had they not rigged the election against him. Donald Trump, in the face of a bunch of never-Trumper Republicans, won the election to the absolute and still PTSD of the media and the Democratic Party. They still can't get over it. And the reason is that happened is because people have had enough of this nonsense. So what do we do? What do we do? If we just say, well, this could be a problem and don't do anything, you can see what's going to happen. You can elect a Republican, and you'll have the McCains swear to do one thing, get elected, turn right around and not do it. You can,
Chris,
the alternative?
Well, Chris, let William offer a solution. What is the alternative to a convention of states?
Well, I think that, you know, we're doing it right now. We're discussing these things in an alternative media, and we're trying to bring more people to the light of what's really happening. And I think that's where, you know, that's where I put my effort is trying to elucidate and to say who's really doing what. And you know, that's a full-time job, and it's frustrating because it's an uphill battle. And I just believe that, you know, I'm all for anyone trying to do whatever they can do, whatever they have expertise in, to bring you know, this thing to heal. So I'm not against this. I'm just saying that I do not, you know, it's not the way I apply my energy. But I'm all for it. If anyone wants to go for this and feels that this is going to affect a big change, go for it. You know, I don't have an expertise in this area. You know, my tack is to basically turn people on to what's really happening and understanding. You know, I was all hopeful that Trump would bring about some change, not because I trusted him, but because I trusted this wellspring that came up behind him and pushed him into office.
Here.
You know, that's where my loyalty is, not to Trump.
Back before the election. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Chris.
Yeah. Let me interrupt. And that is exactly what's going on. You know, the thing is, I don't like Donald Trump. But you know what? I like the propositions that he forwarded in his campaign. And I think that if you ask half the people who voted for Donald Trump, they don't like him either. And if they do like him, it's almost because he doesn't behave, and the media says he doesn't behave, in the way that a president should. So people, I say, well, hey, that's great. You know, he just tells it like it is, that kind of stuff. I think he could be a lot more effective in a certain way if he did things slightly differently, but that's not the point. Point is, I would vote for the guy again because I know, and I don't particularly care for him, because I like what it is that he was talking about, and I knew what the alternative was at Hillary Clinton. The fact that she's not in prison for the Clinton Foundation stuff, to me, is still a mystery. But I digress. The point in all of this stuff is, people still appreciate and respect the concepts that he was forwarding in his election campaign that were railed against by both Democrats and Republicans and are still resisted by both of them.
We'll be back in a few minutes, Chris. Well, this is Captain Fred, RBN. We'll be seeing you in a couple minutes.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website Angioprim.com.
No country can well be governed unless its citizens as a body keep rigorously before their minds that they are the guardians of the law and that the law officers are only the machinery for its execution, nothing more. That's Mark Twain over 120 years ago. We've let our government go to the point where it's being driven by special interests, by corporations. Chris, William, today we've discussed what are our options as citizens of this government to take control of this out of control machinery. It's like a car almost. You know, when we're going down the road and we have a blowout, we have to pull over and fix that flat. Otherwise, we're going to limit ourselves. Chris, we
we both believe that the Constitutional Convention, the Convention of States, is important or will be important for the endurance of this country. And William, I appreciate, because I believe also that what we're doing here is fighting this tyranny that exists with the government that we have now. But it looks, with the discussion of California seceding, that we may be in for a convention of states no matter what.
Yeah, you know, going back to my hero, Patrick Henry, when he was coming down against ratification of the Constitution, he said, if you make citizens, this was a great speech that he gave before the Virginia Parliament, or State House, in his plea to not ratify the Constitution, he said, if you make the citizens of this country agree to become subjects of one great consolidated empire of America under the Constitution, your government will not have sufficient energy to keep them together. And I believe that that's prophetic, because he says that, you know, a country has to be, it becomes mighty and great based on its direct foundation being in the liberty of the person and of the states, or of the, the members of the republic. And he said one of the problems was when you start consolidating and when you start trying to gain your prestige by being a part of one big, big thing that's powerful and mighty, you basically trample on the liberty of the people, and that will make it very difficult to keep this great, you know, country, or whatever you call it, together. And
Chris,
I think that fracturing is going to be one of the things that we will probably all have to face no matter what we do.
Chris, we got about a minute left. What do you think?
Well, I think people are pretty sold on a centralized government already. I don't think that we're in the same political topography that we were at the time of the revolution. I think principles pertain, but, you know, the circumstance here is we will not have a functional government if we don't get those alligators out of the swamp, because they're going up there, they're lying to us. It's like a card trick. I've seen that damn card trick too many times to be fooled by it. I just can't deal with it. I don't want to put up with it anymore.
All right, folks.
Any problem is going to be perpetuated.
Thanks, Chris. Thanks, William. This is Captain Fred. We'll be back next week.
I called upon the force of time and space, calling. And as she came to me, I fell back down, realizing all that it's cool for you. I did.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.